Hello, I'm Steve Moore, and you're listening to the Neil Sinclairitas Podcast Interviews. In this interview, we're talking with Neil Sinclairitas Chief Demographer Ken Hodges about the U.S. Census American Community Survey and its importance in providing current demographic data. Okay, Ken, thanks for sitting down with us. You were here to talk about the American Community Survey from the Census. So can you briefly describe the ACS and how it differs from the long form and why it's important that we know all this?
Well, of course, the census for the last several decades has consisted of a short form that most people get and respond to, but approximately one out of six households have responded to what they call the long form, and that's been the source of most of the content that we all use from the census, including data items such as household income, home value, language, educational attainment, occupation, just a whole long list of items that have only been generated from the census long form. Mm-hmm. And the big news, if for those who haven't heard, is that the 2010 census will not include a long form. That is being dropped. It'll be short form only. The best single source that we have had for the detailed characteristics of population and household, especially for small areas, that source, the long form, is going away. But don't worry, it is being replaced by this big new survey, the American Community Survey. However, while the objective is to replace the long form data, users need to realize that it is not a literal replacement. It's not such that we can take ACS data and simply plug them into existing applications, because there are some significant differences in the kinds of data that it will yield.
Such as?
The biggest difference is probably that, in contrast to the census, which provides data for a single point in time, usually April 1st of the census year, the American Community Survey will provide what they call period estimates. And these would be estimates reflecting not a single date, but a period of time, such as data collected over a 12-month period, because the ACS is collecting data every month, every year. In some cases, to get a sample big enough to provide data for small areas like a small town or a block group, they might go with 5 years' worth of data. So the picture you get is not the way the block group looked on April 1st of a given year, but rather, what did it look like over this five-year period, maybe extending from 2005 through 2009? And the following year, we'll get a picture of how did it look from 2006 through 2010. So there's this kind of moving picture of what it looked like. We'll get a sense for how things are changing. But the interpretation is a little tricky because these are not estimates reflecting a single point in time.
And why are they doing this? Is it for efficiency purposes?
There have been a number of reasons. There has been growing concern that having this big, long form piggybacking on top of the decennial or every 10-year census was becoming kind of a drag on the critical census operation, which is really just to get a count of the population and very basic characteristics.
It took too much time, is that what you're saying?
There was time, there was the resistance on the part of respondents to answering such a long form, as well as some complaints going to political representatives. So there were some issues involved, concerns that it was hampering the decennial operation, as well as the fact that the decennial data are, by the time you get to the next census, are 10 years out of date, and that there could be some real advantages to collecting this kind of content on an ongoing basis to give us more frequently updated data. So there was some perceived benefit to the census operation, as well as the attractiveness of more frequently updated characteristic information.
So what kind of questions are they asking on this survey?
The content of the American Community Survey is very similar to that of the long form. In fact, the questionnaire looks very similar to what we had in the long form. There are some differences, again, in terms of there being period estimates, in terms of who gets counted and when, because they're not just asking in April, they're asking every month throughout the year. But the content is very similar to what we knew from the long form, and that is because they take the census for federal purposes, and all of the questions on the census, including the long form, the old long form, were there because the data were required for by the federal government for a federal purpose. And those requirements are still there, and that is largely why the American Community Survey is proceeding and why it needs to have the content that was collected in the old long form.
So what does the ACS, the American Community Survey, data do well?
What it will do well is to identify changes in the detailed characteristics of persons and households in the U.S. What it will not necessarily do for us is it's not about identifying the count of persons or households in an area. The survey is not intended or designed to give us a population count. It is more about identifying what are their characteristics, you know, what are the incomes, what languages are being spoken, how many households have children, and so forth.
So which ACS estimates should you use, and how will the ACS data contribute to Claritas products?
Well, again, the ACS is about characteristics. So if what you want to know is what is the population of San Diego County, California, yeah, that's not really something the ACS is designed to answer. That's something that the Census Estimates Program will answer for you. On the other hand, if you want to know what is the income level, how many households in Coronado have children, those are the kinds of questions that the ACS is designed to answer very well and to provide regular updates on.
Not reflecting. So what Claritas does with its annual update and that information that it provides, how does that balance with the information that the survey is producing?
Well, we are anticipating making extensive use of the ACS.
As a source?
As an input source. In fact, we already are to some degree. The American Community Survey started collecting data with the full sample in 2005. That means they have collected data now 2005, 2006, 2007. The estimates for reflecting data in 2005 and 2006 have already been released. This coming summer, we will get the data, one-year data, reflecting 2007 will be released. And we are already making use of those data on median home value, median income, and so forth, making careful use of those, introducing them to our estimates of those items and a few others. The 2008 update is one where we have used that.
So as a source of data, is this something that the public could use in lieu of, say, what we produce?
The public could and probably will use ACS data. I would not expect it to have a huge impact on what we do, because usually we are providing products that build on census by adding value. So the challenge that we're going to have is in adding value to the ACS. And it's just going to be a little bit different. For years, decades, we've been adding value to census long form data that were point in time numbers. We are going to be just adapting our methods to build on or add value to the data as they come now from the ACS.
We've been talking with Ken Hodges, Nielsen Claritas's chief demographer, about the American Community Survey and its role in providing more frequently updated information. For more information about Nielsen Claritas and its extended product offering of precision marketing tools and services, including PRISM, please call 1-866-737-7429 or visit the Nielsen Claritas website at www.claritas.com or email info@claritas.com.